The scripture reading this morning on Christmas Sunday is Luke chapter 2. We'll begin reading with verse 15 and read through verse 20. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Mary treasured up all these things in her heart. The image is that Mary collected and placed together everything that she was experiencing around the birth of her son. She was going over them and again as treasure in her heart. An inheritance of miracles. Think about that. Mary didn't have a newly furnished nursery. She hadn't registered on Amazon, and the Magi's gifts would take months, maybe years, to arrive on the doorstep. Yet she had enough treasure to fill her heart. What exactly was Mary's treasure? What was she storing up in her heart? Well, the text implies that it was the reports being shared by the shepherds, the message of the angels and the baby that they found in the manger. All who heard their reports wondered. I bet they did. Who among us wouldn't have questioned or maybe even doubted what the shepherds had to say? Were they making it all up? Did they see what they wanted to see? Had the long sleepless hours in the solitude of the fields finally caused a break with reality? Ah, but not Mary. Mary knew. For her, the stories of the shepherds were yet another confirmation that she herself was not just dreaming the whole thing. She knew the truth of what the shepherds were saying, and she treasured it up in her heart. Their story was added to a heart already filled with treasure, things that she would hold dear and things she would never forget. An inheritance of miracles. You see, miracles were Mary's inheritance. The first installment on the miracle was delivered by the angel Gabriel. It was a greeting and a blessing announcing the favor with which Mary was seen by God. That was followed by a word of peace, comforting Mary's frightened heart in order to make room in her heart to treasure the inheritance of miracles that were just beginning. Mary was promised that she would bear a son who would be called the Son of the Most High, a son whose inheritance would be the throne of David, a kingdom without end. Added to the inheritance of the angel's greeting was the greeting from her cousin, Elizabeth. Elizabeth had blessed Mary upon arrival at the home of Elizabeth, saying, "Blessed is she who believed the inheritance promised her by the Lord." Then there was the acceptance that she and her story received from the gracious heart of Joseph. No small miracle in itself. The miracle of making the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem in the final days of her pregnancy. Yet another miracle to be counted among Mary's inheritance was that simple manger in which to lay her newborn son when there was no room in the inn. So many miracles, so many ways and places is opening up before Mary where there had been no way. Miracles were indeed her inheritance. so many miracles to lay up and treasure in her heart. With the focus on miracles this Advent season, I have found myself wondering about the shelf life of a miracle. How long does a miracle hold its flavor? How long does it keep when stored properly in the heart? How quickly must it be replaced with another miracle? Does the new miracle devalue the old ones? Must the inheritance of miracles be never ceasing for us to remain satisfied? Perhaps Mary realized not only the value of her inheritance of miracles, she realized that when held in the heart, they would be lasting in power. She not only needed this inheritance for the moment at hand, she would need it when the cruel king sought to kill her child. She would have to draw upon the power of this inheritance when people said that her son had lost his mind, when they accused him of blasphemy, when they crucified him as a common criminal. To find strength to cope with the devastation of life, Mary would have to rely on the inheritance of miracles. This was an inheritance that would assure her of her favor with God. It was her inheritance of miracles that would remind her of who she was and who her son was. Mary knew she had to treasure the inheritance of miracles. How else would she contend with the days when angels didn't arrive, when it seemed like God would do nothing in the shadow of the cross? It was her inheritance of miracles that would fill her heart with light of hope and peace through days like that. Many long, dark days like that. It would not be enough to sit in wonder of the moment. Mary knew she must keep the glow of the miracle alive by holding it in her heart long after the angels and shepherds had come and gone. Mary had an inheritance of miracles, and so do we. So much to gaze upon with awe and wonder, so much to treasure in our hearts. This season we are reminded in the songs of the angels that we share in the inheritance of so many of Mary's miracles. The good news of great joy was not just for Mary, it was for all people, including us. The favor of God was not just upon Mary. God was and is pleased with all who dwell on earth. The Son whom Mary bore is the Christ, the Lord, and He is our Savior. We have stood in the light and the mystery of these miracles through this Advent season. We have rejoiced in this moment. Now that Christmas has arrived, is it time just to move on? Have we spent enough time on this story for 1 year? But how can we toss the gift of miracles like these over our shoulder like a 10-year-old opening socks and underwear on Christmas morning? How can we rush on to see what else is under the tree for us? We have received enough already to fill our hearts to overflowing. We aren't here today to pour more into an already full heart. Mary calls us today to stop, to gaze and wonder at the gifts we have received, to pay attention to the ways in which the gifts have been given to us, to appreciate those who gathered with us to share these gifts, whether they be angels or shepherds or magi. Here's the thing. The gift of God's light, which we have been given, best does its work of transformation over the passing of time, as it is held within the depths of our hearts and souls. Hope, love, joy, and peace begin to take life, to give life to our living as they are held and treasured in our hearts. Today, our focus is on our inheritance, miracles, stopping, pondering, holding, treasuring the gifts of God in our hearts. seems to me a great way to do this is to allow the songs of the angels to hang in the air as long as possible, to rejoice with those we love, to share the good news of great joy. Yet another way to treasure the miracles which are our inheritance is to notice the miracles that continue to be all around us. After all, why just have one miracle story? Why notice the light of wonder only at Advent? We have sung this Advent season that there are miracles all around. Why not be prepared, expecting our inheritance of miracles to continue? Why not keep lighting candles and pray? You see, the good news of Christmas is that the light of God's presence fills all of the earth and all of heaven. That the light of God has come to the world in Christ, and that light continues to shine on all people. That the light continues to shine in the darkness, and it shall not be extinguished. Candles we hold in our hand may melt, but the light of the candle's flame continues to glow with the promise and hope hid in every heart. There are miracles all around. Miracles are our inheritance. Let us treasure them by noticing them, by standing in their light and storing them up in our hearts, by letting the light of God's presence kindle the spark of faith within us. This is the work of Christmas, and it is just beginning. Amen.